This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, get ready for it. Here it is from CBS Evening News.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
There's now even a radio show out of Washington, D.C., where the hosts sit outside their studio and sit.
It's just porch sitting. We just sit.
This is on the air.
Yep.
Of course, Claude makes the perfect guest.
Hey, how's it going?
We're just sitting.
What are you doing?
We're porch sitting, too.
Well, that would go. Yeah. That would be it. Thank you.
Bravo.
Thank you all.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
They believe in God, and he believes in them.
Yep.
Don and Mike.
Buzz excluded.
This is on the air.
You know, Buzz don't believe. No.
Why?
Well, why? You know, I don't know why, Larry.
Why?
Typical, Larry.
Reject a woman, and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
Why?
Oh, Mike, we never identified it. Can you identify the crazy laughter?
Anyway.
You?
Negative.
Can you play it for me one more time? Okay, let me turn the music off. Identify this laugh.
Anyway.
Older lady. Yeah, I mean, I'm working it through. I'm doing the work. I'm baby stepping here. It is an older lady.
I would say under 50 or right around 50.
So under. It's nobody on The View?
No.
Oh, boy, that's tough.
One more, Mike.
All right.
Anyway.
I have no idea.
I don't either.
Okay, go ahead.
It's one of Mike's favorites.
So it's somebody I hate.
Okay, I'm going to give you a nonverbal visual hint.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Oh.
Hear it again now.
Anyway.
It's not Margaret Cho.
You got my hint. Hold on. Let me do the eyes again. Maybe it was too. It was too. It should be more like.
You know what the hint should be, Don?
I love the hints.
The hint should be this.
Yeah, just, not so much going up.
No, just one.
Just one.
Oh, I think that's a confusing hint for Mike.
It is a confusing hint for me. I'm not sure.
Because, well, only half.
One more time, please. Please, can I hear it one more time?
You just gave a great hint.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm lost.
Mike, that, of course, is the airheaded voice of Ann Curry.
Ann Curry, hey. I should have known.
Which is why I gave
it
that.
Oh, damn it.
And Rob came.
With just one.
With just one. Because she's only half.
Yes. Damn it, I should have known. Well, there's the sappy phony anyway.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's a totally phony laugh.
That's anyway.
Not a real laugh like this.
And I'm a connoisseur of phony laughs because I'm accused of having a phony laugh every day.
Nothing's like the Holly Morris laugh.
No.
Today she was hitting baseballs.
Holly was?
We're not going to play Holly Roulette today. We're simply going to hear part of Holly Morris hitting baseballs.
God love her.
That poodle, that hyperactive poodle. Oh, now, let's get back to the wedding reception.
Yeah, we were right up to the point where you were giving your son the De Niro look from Meet the Parents, right. Where you know I'm watching
through
you.
Through the appetizer, then through the dinner,
right.
And through the PowerPoint presentation.
Sure.
And the songs that played in the background. And you know, they had, it was like watching a foreign language film because everything was in captions.
As far as a public speaking assignment, that's kind of the worst of both things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're not so in shock that you just get up and wing it, you know, be on short notice. You get the short notice, but then you've got a bit of time in between, which I think is kind of a worst case scenario.
It's true. Now, I will tell you exactly what he said.
Okay.
As best as I can remember it.
All right.
And you tell me if you can translate what he was trying to say.
Huh, okay.
So they get up and they say, and now, with a very special toast for Ben and Anna, here's the best man, Bart. And he gets up from the table and he grabs the mic and he says, I'm really not prepared for this. I didn't know I was going to have to do this. But this reminds me of one time when I was playing tennis and I crapped my pants. Now, keep in mind, there was Dad's editing. He was going to say S's pants.
All right. Now, right there, what is the crowd reaction? Because if you're going to get a loud laugh.
At this moment, I feel literally every head turns my way.
Uh-huh, it's your fault.
You understand?
You're telling me what the reaction is. Okay.
Keep in mind, you know, at this point, he's got one parent.
And it's always going to be blamed on you.
Right. Well, it's not like, Frida's not going to sit there and take the blame with
right,
me.
Right.
This is certainly not Janet's doing. He's all mine.
That's They're all looking at you. Kind of a mixed reaction, I would imagine.
It just, you know, everybody just kind of turns and goes, oh.
Were they done eating?
Uh-huh. Yes, everybody was done
Very
eating.
Very good.
I finished their mousse.
The plates had been cleaned.
Very good.
And had been cleared away.
Uh-huh. Good, good.
Cleaned and cleared.
Yeah. So he says, I'm not used to doing this. I'm a little nervous. This reminds me, I was playing tennis in the eighth grade, and I crapped my pants.
Well, right there, the editing has worked already, because you wouldn't want him to say it the other way.
Right. He then says, but you know what?
Uh-huh.
Even though I had done that, I stayed out there and played, and I won my match.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Okay, I'm waiting to get to the gist of the toast.
He said, looking at the pictures of Ben and Anna, it makes me feel the way that I did then, and they turned out great. Here's Ben and Anna.
Wow.
It pretty much was the speech.
Eclectic.
Yeah. Whoa.
So
wait a minute.
There's real applause.
Just yeah. a little smattering.
Well, they know he means well.
Yes, because they know they're very affectionate. They hug up there. Bart right. and Ben hug, and right. Bart kisses Anna, and they get their picture right. taken. And
Early.
Anyway, at this point, he goes to sit down at his table. And immediately, all of the people that are sitting by me, and let me just go clockwise.
Right, please.
It would be Jan, my brother-in-law, Doug, sister-in-law, Carol, my grown-up nephew, Kelly, his beautiful wife, Brandy, my grown-up nephew, Marty, his beautiful wife, Kate, and me. Mm-hmm. Every head turned and said, what was that?
What?
Oh, boy.
What was that? And I said,
I'm trying to figure that out, too.
I said, I don't know. I said he was very nervous. That's the only answer I had.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I see him work in the room, and he gives me the panicked look like, you know, meet me over here.
Oh,
so
dear.
I excuse myself.
Dad!
And he says, did I really screw things up? And I said, well, it would have been worse if you said the S word.
Right.
I said, what were you going for? And he said, well, what I was trying to say was that time I had really screwed things up all right and S'd my pants. I stayed with it and won the match and everything was okay. And when I let Ben down, when I had to tell him I couldn't be his best man to make the wedding, I felt like I had S'd and then everything ended up being okay.
Ah. Not the best judgment, but, you know, it happens once in a while. That's
he didn't
mean so it was about him, the toast.
Well, I guess I'm not really sure. I mean, that's.
But it sounds to me, if that was the gist of it, that there was probably enough confusion where no damage was really done.
Oh, no, it was like a drive-by.
I mean,
it happened so
and it was
quickly,
quick, right? It was a quick toast.
And kudos to the DJ who immediately saw the moment of silence and awkwardness and immediately put on some good disco.
That's good.
Wow!
How did the bride and groom seem to receive it?
They loved it, and that's one thing.
They laughed?
That's one thing that helped it.
Ben laughed, right?
Ben laughed like someone had done Pull My Finger 1,000 times.
Well, then it's okay.
That's it.
That's all that counts.
That's all that matters.
Nobody else has to get it if he does.
That's all that matters.
And they hugged, and like I said, Bart hugged Ben, and Anna hugged and kissed Bart, and then there was like the...
That nervous.
Everybody's
uncertain.
Looking at me, and all of a sudden I hear, do. Come on down to do, Funky Town.
Do. And talk about it. And people were talking about it.
It was fine.
Yeah, I buzzed.
And then the party went on.
That's the only word that I can use to describe it as fine.
Uh-huh. It's not your fault.
No. Now, then I had my own F up. The thing starts at 7. Okay.
Saturday at 7.
Right. And the order of things was like a cocktail time.
Yeah.
And you walk around with appetizers, and then you sit down, you have your food, and then you look at the pictures from the wedding,
right.
And then Bart gives the toast, and then at that point, everybody's dancing.
Would they do it on slides? Is that how they did it? Oh, that's nice.
So everybody's dancing, and it's about 10 o'clock, and I turned to Jan, and I said, Amscray.
Right.
She gave me a look that was like, we shouldn't leave now. And I looked at her back like, now's the time to go.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were leaving, she said, make sure you turn and wave to everybody.
Yes.
I was like, what's the big deal? We're leaving the party. Okay, bye.
So were you the first?
Yes.
Okay.
Turns out.
I didn't mean anything by that.
No. Well, giant F up, I guess, because as soon as we get in the car and the doors are locked, she says, would have been nice to stay to watch them cut the cake.
Oops.
I'm like,
Pixie!
I said, cake cutting? I said, seriously, I said to Janet, I said, cake cutting? They're disco dancing.
Yeah.
I said, here's how the order goes. The order goes, they show the pictures, they stand up, and they give the toast.
Yeah.
And then once that's done, once all hell breaks loose on the dance floor,
right.
It's like all bets are off.
Right.
And she said, I'm just telling you, it's not good etiquette that you left before they cut the cake.
Did they have a cake cutting at the real wedding?
Yes, and they also had another cake that was on display at this thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we left early, and Janet was cool with that, but there was like an underlying tone that I really couldn't decipher until Sunday morning. Now, keep in mind, we got home Saturday night, everything was cool, but Janet was not busting my balls, but it was just that, you know, that girl thing that just under the radar, you go like, okay, was everything cool? Sure. Why wouldn't it be?
Sure.
You know, I'm very happy.
Yeah, it's kind of the cool where they're saying to you that it's cool, but it's really not cool. We all know.
And I thought that it was this thing about leaving early, and it was my family. I don't care what they think. I love them, and they know it's the way that I am. So we got home. We hit the sack, and Mr. Lucky arrives home at 3:45.
Sure.
And I'll tell you.
Well, he held up your end of the bargain then.
I'll tell you how I know that he arrived at 3:45, because once again, that poor son of a gun managed somehow to trip the alarm system again at 3:45 a.m. Now, I've been asleep for maybe, you know, you come back from a reception, you had a couple of drinks.
Right. You go into a pretty good deep sleep.
Yeah, and it was like 3:45, alarm goes off, and it was like deja vu from 2 days ago,
mm-hmm.
with the dogs barking, Bart's in our room, except this time he didn't drive. He obviously has had a couple of drinks. He's been dropped off at home, and the alarm's going, and he says, the alarm's, he's standing at our bed, it's dark, he goes, the alarm's on, and I can't find my cat. Now, he's brought his cat back with him from college for a couple of weeks, and we keep him down in the basement. Now, we're doing a pretty good job of segregating the animals. And we've got our cat that lives upstairs. I know you applaud segregation.
What makes a Nazi?
It was Rob's applause.
How does he get that way?
Right. So the cat's lost and the alarm's going off.
Yeah. And once again, I'm answering the phone and I'm giving the lady, you know, the code. And she said, do I call the police? I'm like, no, I don't know what happened. No,
right.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. I hang up the phone. And at that point, I'm just so out of it, I go back to sleep. Wake up on Sunday morning about 6, I go downstairs, and there's a note from Bart that says, Dear Pops, sorry about the alarm, don't know what happened. I found Felix, that's his cat.
Right.
I have gone to breakfast with the name of some friend. Here's the cell number. And then on the bottom of that, that's X'd out, and it says, never mind, I am sleeping downstairs. And it's Bart. So
he changed his mind about going to breakfast.
I, you know, these are the details that I really can't. I figure out that I guess after the alarm got screwed up, he went out with a friend and then came back home, and it was before we got up. So it's now Sunday morning, and Jan and I are both, we got the, you know, like anus eyes. Just that overtired, had a little too much to drink,
right.
A little too much evening. And here's a refrain that all of you will know, having heard me bitch about my life for many years. Out of the blue, Jan says to me, we're talking about the events of the previous night, she says, you know, you didn't dance with me.
Common trap.
Yeah!
We've all been there. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And I said, what do you mean? And she said, well, you know, it's not so much that you left early. That's really what the underlying tone was, that I wasn't deciphering.
Oh, sure. And then what she was concerned about was that you didn't dance with her.
Yeah. And I said, well, you know, I don't disco dance. I don't get it. Unless I'm totally bombed.
Right.
And I wasn't. She
right.
said, well, you did get out and you danced with Bart. And I said, I danced with Bart for a goofy picture.
Right.
With a bunch of people.
Photo op.
Yeah. That's all that was. I said, and all they were playing was like dance music.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, no, actually, they started by playing three slow songs. And I said, oh, where was I? She said, you were talking to Big Frida. Okay, so
right.
all this started, and that's not how Janet meant it.
No. Right. No.
She said, when they played the slow songs, you were talking to Big Frida uh-huh. and Aunt Mildred and other people. Then you came back to the table and you said, okay, let's go. And I said, right. She said, you didn't even ask me to dance, not during a slow dance. And I said, I don't like to dance. I said,
has she been with you in other dancing situations? Was this the first time she became aware of this?
Well, yeah, and she's got, I know I'm guilty of this, but she has selective memory because I did dance with her once when we were in Jamaica.
Uh-huh. Right.
One time. She says she doesn't remember that. I think she had had too many rums that night.
Okay.
She doesn't remember that.
And you'd probably had too many rums, too.
That's why you danced.
But absolutely. So we're sitting at the kitchen table yesterday morning, just with that, you know, your mouth tastes like, uh-huh. like seriously, like someone's emptied an ashtray in there.
You're requiring fluid at that point. You require an awful lot of fluid. Yeah. Your mouth is dry. The Russian army is walking across your tongue.
And
incidentally, if you're going to use that reference, it always should be the Russian army.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I realize that the discussion is about dancing. And I said to her, rather matter-of-factly, I said, it's no big deal. I said, if you're worried about like what she said, you won't dance because you were worried that people, you don't like people seeing you.
Right.
I said, damn right. Mm-hmm. I said, I don't like to dance. I feel awkward in front of people. I said, everybody knows. I said, everybody in that room knew. Everybody knows. And she said, well, I didn't know. And
oh,
it was
okay. That's
it was
what
like,
it's about.
It was like a major, major deal.
Oh dear, sensitive. You know, sensitive yeah. to that. And did you try to explain to her that everybody might know, but really, in a function of that size, people don't really care.
Right.
The others don't care that's whether true. You're dancing with her or not.
Just her.
I mean, it's not like they're going to notice you're not dancing.
She
with
cares.
Her.
Absolutely, she cares. And
the only time you get noticed at a wedding reception is when you do something stupid.
Right.
I mean, when you get up there and you dance.
Give a speech. you crap your pants.
Sure. Or getting up and, you know, getting up and falling or vomiting at your table or something terrible or getting into a fist fight.
So anyway, we worked our way through that. And by the time we worked our way through that, it was time to say hi to Janet's other brother, Bob, who's in town this week.
He made it.
More family is right.
Yes.
He made it. That's good. I know you were worried about that.
That's the sound of me being hit by the lucky stick.
I know you were very worried whether he was going to be able to make it down or not, and I'm very glad that he made it down.
No, and I'm sure that he thinks I'm a supreme dick, and Janet thinks I'm a supreme dick. But frankly, that really helps my cause. I am, and I don't care.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
No.
Oh, my, my. No, you do care.
It's how you look at it.
I know. Just, you're tired.
Here's the deal. I've had really nonstop visitors.
I know you have.
All summer long.
You've had the summer of family.
It's true.
As it turns out, Jan's brother is in town. He's a house builder, and he's in town to do some work on her house.
Oh, that's
okay.
Remember, because she had a life before she met me. She's
right.
got her own house. So I said to Janet, because I'm just such a dick, she said, don't forget, Bob's coming into town today, and you're going to go over to my house. We're going to bring that stuff over, and you're gonna say hi and everything. And I said, sure, of course. And then I said, you still have electricity at that place, right? And she said, yes. And I said, you still have a bed? Your bed is still there, right? She said, yeah. I said, refrigerator's running, right? She said, yeah. I said, perfect.
He can stay there?
He can stay there.
A place of his own.
Yeah.
What a dick I am.
Oh, yeah. She probably got upset about that.
No,
too.
She didn't. And that's why I know I'm
Is
a
he
dick.
There?
Yeah. They're probably listening to this right now.
Well, if he's working on the house, isn't it easier for him to stay over there anyway? Did you say that at any point? Or?
No, I didn't say anything about it. I just met him. And
well, wait a minute. Now you're saying you're a dick about it, but you didn't get the dick vibe.
Oh, no. I got from Janet. Dick I got vibe. Janet said to me something like, don't worry. I've already told him something like how you are.
Uh-huh.
I said that we've had a lot of people this summer, and he's fine staying there. It's at that point that I realize a normal person, a regular person at least, would offer up, oh, come on. It's only your brother. You know, let him stay with us for all week. But I couldn't bring myself to say it. I just couldn't.
I wish I could say that, you know, you should reconsider or something like that. But you see, you're mentioning time frames. If you had said a night, a weekend.
Three nights even. No?
A
week is a long time.
You have done that. You have had family around.
I've not gotten the latest house guest out.
I know. Well, that's true.
You've had the summer of family. If you counted the days where you've been.
And plus, I would feel
really, and I'm not doing this just to blow smoke. I really do believe that at a certain point you kind of, you do. And you don't even know the guy, right? I mean, so this isn't like you don't like him or anything.
Now, maybe you can help me with this.
Okay.
I was trying to explain this to Jan. I said, I have met some members of her family. This is one guy I'd never met before.
Oh.
It's like, what, I'm going to meet the guy. It's like, hi. Okay, so you're here to, like, paint your sister's house and fix your sister's house up. And in the meantime, like, what, he's supposed to come live with us. And, like, in the morning, he comes down and it's like, okay, well, now I guess you're going to go to work on your sister's house. And we're gonna lounge around by the pool all day.
I would assume you're not being a total, hump about the thing where you will probably have him over for dinner one night this week. Now, wait a minute. I don't want to screw things up.
That's why I'm a dick. She said to me something like, you know, it would be nice to have him come over. And I said something like, yeah, let's just get rid of the current person that's lodging with us.
Bring your plate is full.
Yeah, you got your son there through Wednesday.
I know how you can make it up to him.
How?
Take him dancing.
Anyway, he is a very nice guy.
I know you. You'll break bread with him this week.
He does know I won't. He does seem like
a... See, now you'll make it a challenge with me. I don't...
No reason it has to be a challenge with you. That flag has already been dropped.
When's he leaving?
I believe Friday.
Oh, well, you've got your son through Wednesday. That only gives you Thursday. And
very busy.
I know Thursday's big football night for you.
Now you're not helping me. Now you're really not helping me.
I am helping. I totally. I understand. I'm with you on this. I am with you, and I will tell you when I'm not with you.
This is what I do. I throw it out there, and it's just true.
You shouldn't.
And I'm just,
first of all, you're beating yourself up for no reason. You're calling yourself a dick, and I don't think that's right.
Don't you think a regular guy would say, oh, God, it's a pain in the ass, but okay, he can stay with us, or at very least say, why don't we get together and meet? You know, I'm like, okay, I met him. That's fine.
You know what? A regular guy would probably would not have had the schedule that you have had this summer.
Yeah. That's true.
Which has been, much more than I would do under the similar circumstances.
I only have so many families I can juggle.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, I don't even have a real family.
Yeah, but you've got these other families that you're dealing with.
Too many families.
No, I'm saying
now.
I'm saying not to beat yourself up about it.
Right. Okay.
Because really, and you don't know the guy, and under other, another circumstance, you might be able to say hello, and he's got a job to do. Is she paying him for it?
Yeah.
End of story.
The one great thing out of all of that was as we were standing in Janet's house, and she was walking around, we were looking at spots that need to be touched up or painted and stuff.
Right.
She said to me, so, because I was getting ready to leave, I dropped her off at her house yesterday, went back to where I live.
Right.
And she said, what are you going to do today? Because he was standing there, and I was intimidated. I don't know why, because he was working and I wasn't. I said, I'm going to fix that bathroom door. And she said, okay, good. And I left.
Did you lie about that, or were you telling the truth?
No, I got home, and I took a door off its hinges and fixed it, and then actually managed to get the door back on the hinges so it closes almost 98% correctly.
Very good.
Would you have to plane it a little bit? Was it dragging on the floor or something like that?
It was falling apart on the top.
Okay.
On the very top, the wood was peeling out on both sides.
So it was splintering a little bit.
Yeah, so what I do is get wood glue and get the clamps.
A little plastic wood up there or something
like that? Yeah, but the safest way to do that is to take the entire door off.
Sure.
And
that's very handy of you.
It was no problem getting the door off. I've done that a million times when I've moved. Mm-hmm. The problem is, once I did that and I had the door glued and everything was done, so getting that thing back up there,
right
now, it really is it's a two-person job,
yeah.
And I was by myself. So right now, the door technically is fixed, but technically it also has a new problem because when you go to shut it, when it gets about an inch away, it all of a sudden it goes against the door, against the floor.
Did you put too much plastic wood up on top?
No, I didn't get it exactly level when I put it back up in its hinges.
Well, you didn't hang it the right way.
Oh. Yeah.
All right.
Did you unscrew the hinges or take
you know who could help you with that? I mean, is her brother a handyman?
See, this is the problem. Yes, he is, Mike.
Well, I'm not saying anything.
No. Thank you.
You're going to get pissed if I say
Thank
something.
You. Right. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'd rather have done a job and done a job to 80% completion because in my mind, as lame as I am, that's 100%.
Right, right.
A job done. Listen, for me to take a door off the hinges and to fix it and put it back up and for that door in some fashion to still operate is a 100% victory for me.
Sure, but I mean, if you wanted it 100% perfect, it would strike me as, for two people, probably just being a quick after-supper project.
Shut up! You know what? I'm going to kill you with some stuff someday. I'm going to kill you with some stuff you don't want me to talk about.
Don't want to talk about.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Okay, we got a break.
Yeah, it's time to break.
I don't know. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.